Heaven help the fool who did her wrong. It's too late, too bad, she's too far gone. He should have thought of that before he left her all alone. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely.
That's Clay Walker here on AM 930 WEOL. Craig, not often do we get to play music on our station. We do normally sports and talk and news, but it's always a treat to play some music. And what better than having Clay Walker on this morning? Good morning, Clay.
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Craig.
We appreciate you coming in this morning. Been doing country music for a couple of decades now and still going strong with that. But I guess right after the time when you started getting the hits on the radio, you were also hit with some hard news. Tell us about that when you were diagnosed with multiple sclerosis.
That's exactly right, Gazzy. I was diagnosed with MS in 1996, early 1996, right after my career began. And it's been a whirlwind, but it's been a great ride, too. I have to say that I'm here this morning, you know, in partnership with Teva, talking about you know, MS and what you can do about it. I would say the most important thing is to get educated about MS. When I was first diagnosed, I certainly had no idea what the two letters stood for. Now I know that it's multiple sclerosis, and I've been managing the disease for the last 19 years very effectively, and it's been an education in itself.
Clay, what kind of symptoms took you to the doctor?
Like most people with relapsing, remitting MS, you have different weaknesses, you know, that would be called acute attack, you know, where like your hand doesn't work or a leg or you have double vision. I had all of that, and it was very scary. You know, it starts out like you feel like maybe you have a pinched nerve or an arm or a limb is asleep. And sometimes it never wakes up, you know. And sometimes you can get it all back, but it's learning about, you know, how to manage it, and that's why the dialogue, having a dialogue with a great MS specialist, is, you know, probably the most important thing for me. I was able to, you know, get on a medication, and for the last 17 years I've been relapse free, which is something that is extraordinary, and my original prognosis was not that good, but fortunately, by getting educated and finding out what I could do about it and then getting a game plan, I was able to do that. World MS Day is coming up May 27th, and we're going to be having a Twitter chat at Clay Walker, which is our Twitter handle, if you will, with a really well-known doctor, MS specialist, Dr. Singer, out of St. Louis. So folks can join us on May 27th and hear a whole lot more about what I've been able to do and what other people are doing to get educated about MS.
When was it that you came public with something like this? Many times celebrities or people have something that they keep private, obviously a medical condition. It could affect a career, whether contract decisions, touring dates, things like that. When is it that you came public with it, and how has been the response of the country music community?
The community has been extremely supportive. We do a few different events throughout the year. One of them is coming up during what we used to call Fanfare Week. It's now CMA Fest Week, the second week of June. We do an event called Chords of Hope here in Nashville, and we raise money for research and education for MS. But the support has been incredible. But going public with it, you know, was a hard choice, but now I'm you know, way more comfortable talking about MS now that I've been educated about it and understand it. And I enjoy talking to people, especially those who are newly diagnosed, you know, and most of the time they're devastated, as I was. And you know, a lot of people reach out to me who know that I have MS when they hear of someone either in their family or close to them who has MS. They want to get them in touch and in dialogue with someone who understands the disease and can help them feel better about it. And that's something I enjoy a lot.
And, of course, you stay active not only with your music. What other things? You're doing this outdoor channel. I guess you're an outdoors type, having come from Texas, right?
Yeah. I've been hunting since I was, you know, almost old enough to walk. My dad got me in the woods very early, and I enjoy the outdoors channel and enjoy being outdoors. I host this show called Trophy Hunters TV, and it's been a lot of fun. I've had my son on a few trips. He's 6 years old, and you know, just sharing those moments, you know, in the great outdoors, and also being able to you know, host the show is just second nature to me. Something I feel very comfortable with, just about as much as I feel comfortable about talking about MS.
So managing all the things you become an expert with when you get a chance or whatever to do that. But obviously, your love for country music, and you're still singing, recording. Does the
what's new with that? I heard you guys playing "She Won't Be Lonely Long" just before we came on the air, and that is we just finished recording a brand new album. It's taken us almost 3 years to get it out, and it should be coming out very shortly. We'll have a new song on the radio in the next few weeks. So it's exciting. It is an exciting time in my life. And you know, I live with MS. I talk about MS. But what excites me more than anything is being able to create music that inspires people. And I feel like we've done a really good job with the new record, and looking forward to getting that out. People can find out when it's coming out. Just follow us on Twitter or Facebook, and we're going to start updating everyone as to the timeline where they can start hearing new music.
You know, country artists are notorious for their touring. I mean, they do a lot of dates, a lot of places, big shows, small shows. How do you make that balance with your MS so that you don't tire yourself out, so that you keep a, you know, a healthy lifestyle during all this?
That's a good question. We just did a sold-out show in Montana a few days ago, and you know, my days are action-packed, if you will. I mean, I get out and do some type of exercise every day, and my diet's pretty good, not over the top. I just, you know, try to keep a pretty good diet where you know, exercising will be easier. But I don't get that tired. I know fatigue is a factor for a lot of people with MS, but I've been very blessed that I do not get fatigued.
Clay, any advice for anyone who might have recently been diagnosed with MS?
Yes, I can't stress enough about the importance of education, you know, and being able to partner with Teva and get the message out about education. Is, you know, it's why I'm here today. You know, I would love to talk more about music, but I'm really here today to really stress the importance of getting educated about MS. I was afraid, you know, when I was diagnosed that I would be, they prognosed me as being in a wheelchair in 4 years, and that was the scariest news of all. And I've been able to, you know, completely destroy that prognosis with education and with treatment. And I want other people to have that same opportunity, and that's my big push for this year, is to really make sure that people understand, yeah, we raise money for research and we do all these wonderful things, but there's nothing more important than the individual who has MS getting educated about how to manage the disease, and you can do that.
You have to be your own advocate when it comes to your own health, that's for sure. I know that.
You bet, man.
Well, again, to that Twitter, where's that big thing coming up in honor of World MS Day that you're doing?
World MS Day is May 27th. And, I mean, the whole month of May, people raise awareness about MS. But May 27th, we're going to have a Twitter chat with Dr. Singer out of St. Louis. So we would love folks to get on the chat with us. I actually use Twitter a lot, and I use Facebook a lot now, and it's fun to interact, you know, real time with fans, and also leave important messages, you know, for those with MS. It's wonderful. They can also go to our MS page, which is bandagainstms.org, and they can actually start watching videos and short snippets of the types of exercises and things that I do that are targeted towards MS.
Sounds good. Clay Walker, our guest this morning, talking about multiple sclerosis. We appreciate your time this morning, and keep on staying strong, Clay. Appreciate it. Thanks very
much. Bruce, Craig, thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks.